So I would never in a million years throw up these horns right here in front of these people, especially with how kind they've been. All you gotta do is just flip those and then this place goes crazy. And all you gotta say is, Boomer!
Boomer!
Boomer! Texas! Tennessee! See, you could say any name at the end there, and they're going to say they suck. We haven't had a full student packed college game day here in 12 years, and you can feel it. And today we're chasing it, Reese. It is a wonderful time.
Remember, it's WrestleMania week.
Hell yeah!
Friday, we have a massive couple guests. Massive from WWE World. Big.
Bob Backlund.
This is just like when people are pushing Aaron for the big night out.
You're right.
Oh, you got big surprises, huh? Is Aaron Rodgers saying he's done the Steelers? It's like, no, we got other shit, though. You're okay with it.
The original Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns, will be joining us at 9:15 local. And then the King of Kings, the Cerebral Assassin, Mr. H, will be joining us in the second hour. We hope you will join us for a celebration of WrestleMania to kick off the whole week.
Matt is a triplet. When my wife was pregnant, it was one of those situations where we were kind of advised, you can get rid of this one if you want, type of thing, and it might be a little bit easier, and that was never on the table for us. So we kind of knew when Madden was born, hey, there might be something, type of thing. Madden has always been fascinated with animation. I remember him being like a little baby watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse and just literally thinking Mickey was real. That's always been his thing. It's always been something that he's been gravitated towards. It's just drawing and creative and animation. Those images that people saw yesterday, some of those could be 5, 6, 7 years old. He didn't even know what we had picked. We just have boxes and boxes of them at home. Madden got diagnosed with autism probably around the age of 2 or 3. It's scary at first because there's a lot of unknown and there's probably a lot of negative attached to it. Yesterday, I remember going home to my wife and just telling her, like, yo, that was unbelievable and it doesn't happen without you. Like, my wife has taken him to countless speech therapists, occupational therapists, behavior therapists, the school system. You know, the saying, like, it takes a village. Like, that was kind of the representation of it yesterday.
It was amazing for all of us to watch, especially now that I have a daughter. You feel different ways about the world whenever you have a child.
No,
Madden continues down that path, by the way, because animation's a good gig. Beautiful day here in Indianapolis until the show started. Then thunderstorms, I guess, just dropped into our atmosphere out of nowhere. Foxy's got a super cool Bronco. That thing obviously has the ability to take top off. So this morning he pulls in here, top back. Feels so good about the day. All of a sudden, about halfway through that first hour, we hear outside. So what did the boys do? D-Bone and Talk went out there. D-Bone laid on top of the Bronco. Right?
Yep. Yeah, he laid on top of the Bronco. Kind of plank.
He held himself up like that plank. We might not be telling the right story.
Oh, no. Come on.
I guess they just opened the door. D-Bone was not planking on top of that Bronco.
And also, they didn't put the tops on right. The tops aren't screwed in right now, so that thing's getting soaked.
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
Boy.
I thought we had a nice hero story. I just didn't want to ruin it.
Get back out there.
Where's the bus? They haven't even got close to putting a roof on that thing yet. They're 35, 40 seconds out there.
Look at
them lap over. They're in the back, boys. There we go.
Hey, good find, though. They go straight to the back. I appreciate that. Yeah. I think they matched it up top, didn't they?
Yeah, that was flush. Airtight.
They noticed that one, did that? That's good team culture.
Thank you to those
talk.
Boys.
Good work, boys. They sacrificed themselves out there.
Would you guys have done it? You two?
No, I would.
Talk, Gertie. Hurry up. Get out there. We're big.
It's time for some March Madness magic. Ooh. Jam, you was insane.
Fuck it.
Jamie was awesome.
Yeah.
Let's start in high school, shall we? Norris High School, to be exact. Barrett Bosinger, after just getting the ball thrown to him pretty much. Boom. Let me have that. Thank you. 49-49. Semifinal Nebraska State tourney. Bucket from the other side of the court. Obviously, the boys are excited. Being on the bottom of that pile has to suck. Louisville, Stanford, ACC, 73-73. Buzzer beater by Chucky Hepburn. From the elbow. NC Central gets a massive win over Delaware State.
Ooh.
Isaac Parson. Buzzer beater. Ole Miss with a coach that just wins ball games. Wins with a Sean Padula bucket. Kentucky, Oklahoma. Wow. Ortega Owe, who was at Oklahoma last year, gets the baseline and the layup to get a massive win. That's just in the last 2 days. Magical basketball taking place and huge wins and storylines already developing. Congrats to College Hoops.